Dad, we are just a day away from game day Friday. It is August the 9th, and tomorrow night, Saints playing preseason game number one at the Arizona Cardinals. Of course, we'll have you covered wall-to-wall action. 3 o'clock, we'll be right back at the seats. Charlie, 3 o'clock, first take, me and you, leading up to the Bud Light countdown, the kickoff with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert at 5. That's also featuring our NFL analyst, Mike Dottiglia. And then game time with Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas, and sideline reporter Jeff Nowak comes at 7. And, of course, when the game's over, the point after with the Cajun Cannon run until 1 a.m. We got you covered, folks. 10 hours wall-to-wall Saints football tomorrow, starting at 3 all the way till 1 a.m. Saints Radio, WWL, AMFM.com, and streaming, of course, on the free Odyssey app. Feeling good to be talking football, and pretty soon we're going to be obviously breaking down these positions even more. I think the most anticipated position battle that everyone is looking forward to seeing Saturday night is the action between Spencer Rattler, Jake Haener for QB number two. Not even the starting QB role on this team, but that QB two role is so interesting just because you have two really young guys that have a promising future here in the NFL. And is anybody going to develop into that future guy for the black and gold?
It's pretty funny because I feel like it's that way for a lot of teams as far as watching the preseason. You want to see who's going to win the backup QB role, because it's the same thing with the Cardinals. Like Bobby talked about Clayton Tune, like the guy that's dating his niece,
right,
is trying to win the backup battle against Desmond Ridder, who obviously Saints fans are familiar with, was the quarterback of the Falcons last year. So they're in their own little kind of backup QB battle behind Kyler Murray, of course. So I think it's not necessarily unique to the Saints, this Jake Haener versus Rattler thing. I think it's maybe a little bit unique that like they're two super young guys. Like Jake Haener is a second-year guy, Spencer Rattler's a rookie. They're both draft picks as well. They're both from the Saints, like they're not coming from any other team.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit unique, but I think it's going to be that way around the NFL as far as teams are going to be trying to gauge who their backup QB is. Just based off of all the injuries we saw last year, Steve, at the quarterback position, it's an important role. It really is.
What's funny is obviously yesterday a guy like Nick Foles retires, and obviously best known for bringing the Philadelphia Eagles to a Super Bowl victory, but he wasn't the starting quarterback that year. Obviously it was Carson Wentz who got hurt, and then it was Foles carrying the team through a playoff run, and then obviously a Super Bowl win against the New England Patriots. And right there, I think that really highlighted to everybody just how important it is to have that backup guy on your roster.
Absolutely. I mean, even the Saints have dealt with QB injuries in recent years too. So, like, it's a big deal. Who's going to win that QB2 battle, Jake Haener or Spencer Rattler? It's going to be a lot of fun because everything that we've heard from Irvine and camp is that it is back and forth. Like, Haener will have some awesome reps or, like, an awesome session, and then Rattler will just follow it up with a great one of himself. So that's what DA's been kind of previewing with this QB battle, is he wants to see it under the lights. Because we've talked about Haener and how he looked during camp last year. He had some flashes, he showed some shines, but at the same time, once he got under the lights in preseason, he had some issues.
Those lights.
And it may be the same thing with Spencer Rattler this year. Who knows? It might be the same thing with Haener in his second year. Like, that might just be who he is. We'll just have to find out.
Looking forward to game time action, obviously, tomorrow. Today, before coming in, got to watch a little Olympic action going on. Congratulations to the U.S. women's basketball team taking down Australia 85-64. They're advancing to the gold medal game. We saw also yesterday the men's basketball team with a comeback against Serbia.
Man.
And it was a tight one, and then ended up in the gold medal game, which they'll play France tomorrow.
I watched the highlights of it because I missed most of the game, and then I just had to watch that fourth quarter. And I think that NBC may have posted basically a majority of the action from the fourth quarter, a lot of the possessions, where the Team USA outscores Serbia 32-15 to close it out.
Taking over.
Oh, my goodness. And Ian Eagle, his son Noah Eagle, was calling those games. He's 27 years old. He's just like slightly older than me. He's calling like one of the biggest games on the planet as far as the Olympics goes.
Right.
And he was awesome.
I was going to say, my first thought, oh, nepotism. But you're like, no, he was great.
He was great. So that one, I mean, obviously at the very end of the game where KD basically had the dagger, right? He's just like the cross, the sauce, the splash. And I like almost fell out of my seat. It was awesome. And like Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Steph Curry, I mean, the leading scorer for the game, and he kept them in early. But all three of those guys, once again, kind of the old guard of Team USA basketball, was really closing it out. Now, it's funny that there's been a little bit of controversy like with this Olympics run as far as Jason Tatum not getting minutes.
Right.
Like, I think his mom went on Twitter and started like arguing about it, that it's like a joke. And Bob Cousy came out and was like against it too. Just Steve Kerr's got something against the Celtics. Like, calm down. Calm down. Let's relax. Jason Tatum's a good player. He's an NBA champion. He's not as good as Kevin Durant or LeBron James right now. I'm sorry.
Yeah, where are you going to fit him in?
Exactly.
That's a problem for minutes.
And so, you know, maybe if they play smaller lineups, Jason Tatum can find some minutes. But at the same time, I don't think Steve Kerr is intentionally leaving Jason Tatum off. He's just putting his best lineups out on the floor. And that's basically what he said was that, oh, yeah, it's a like math issue at this point. How many minutes can I allocate to like these all-time great players that are trying to win gold for USA for base? What is it, the 16th time at 20 tries? So.
Yeah, it's going to be something to see tomorrow. Maybe we see Tatum getting some more run. But yeah, the backlash, obviously social media, you know how understanding they are. It's been brutal out there just saying, oh, this is why there's, you know, going to have people in the future not even trying to be on this USA basketball team if you're going to be like this with minutes.
I guess. I don't know. Maybe 2028 will be Jason Tatum's time. They're going for gold, right? So they're winning. Like, had they lost, maybe the... You know, arguments would have been a little bit more founded, but look, they're in the gold medal game against France, and if Jason Tatum doesn't get minutes and they still win, I really don't care. And it's, I don't know, maybe it's also Celtics fans, because I know that there were a subset of, like, Americans that are Denver Nuggets fans that were rooting for Serbia just because of Nikola Jokic. It's a thing. It's just kind of strange to me. Like, I can't stand Anthony Davis. I don't like LeBron James, but they're playing for Team USA.
America.
I'm going for the Americans.
I will admit, though, and I wasn't rooting for Puerto Rico, but one time my wife was like, why are you watching the Puerto Rico's game? And I was like, well, Jose Alvarado's playing.
I love Jose Alvarado, and Daniel Tice is on the German team.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. You know, so when they're not playing the USA,
had they been
go
going
Pels.
Against USA, I would have been rooting against them. Sorry, Jose. Sorry, Daniel Tice. That's just how it is.
Have you been able to catch any of the breakdancing action going on today at the Olympics? It's definitely a lot more entertaining than I thought.
The talking baseball people posted it like on Twitter, and they were just like, this is what baseball was removed from the Olympics for. Like, I just, oh man, it's upsetting.
But supposedly in the LA Olympics in 4 more years, it's not going to be there because lacrosse and something else are taking its place. So I don't get it.
I think it changes like every
rotating sports.
Yeah, I don't know exactly.
If you consider breakdancing.
But breakdancing, yeah. I know I saw the video of it. It's just like, this is in the Olympics? This is interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. I definitely was more entertained than I thought it was going to be, especially because it was like a big dance battle going on. I didn't realize, you know, you're going to have the two countries on the stage or mat, whatever you want to call it, together. And it's kind of like you do your thing and then it's like pass it over to the other person and then they do their performance. So it's like it really is like a live dance battle in front of you.
And I don't want to be like the, this shouldn't be an Olympic sport because, I mean, you know, whatever, right? But it is pretty fun looking. I mean, so it's entertaining, I guess, and that's all you really need, right?
Coming up after our first break here, we're going to check in with Deuce McAllister. He's already made his way to Arizona, getting ready for that Cardinals kickoff preseason game for the Saints tomorrow night. Also in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll touch on some of the Drew Brees audio from yesterday's NOLA Pickle Fest that Bobby Hebert and Mike Dettillier, WWL's host, got to sit down with him. A lot of great stuff talking about the Saints, Taysom Hill, and also Derek Carr. We'll get into the Arizona Cardinals side of things in the 6 o'clock hour. Alex Clancy of Clancy's Corner will be checking in the Locked On Podcast Network. He's the Locked On Cardinals host, and we'll just get a feel of this Cardinals team, how they've been in training camp, and what we should expect from them in preseason game one tomorrow night. Also want to hear from you on the Oakland Hard Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Sound off this Friday, folks. 504-260-1870. How you feeling about the game tomorrow, and who are you looking forward to seeing in action? I'm guessing it's going to be the QBs, but also want to hear what other guys, maybe like a Kool-Aid McKinstry or one of the other young dudes, chime in on that Oakland Hard Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll be back with more sports talk right after this on WWL.